FinOps Governance. Without slowing engineering. The best governance model creates clarity around decisions without putting finance in the critical path of every technical choice. Governance works when it is evidence-driven, owner-led, and focused on material decisions. Governance fails when it becomes approval theater. Heavy cloud governance can create more friction than savings. If every optimization decision requires multiple committees, engineering teams will root around the process and finance will lose credibility. Effective FinOps governance is selective. It focuses on material spend, high-risk decisions, recurring waste patterns, and savings that require cross-functional coordination. Evidence reduces conflict. Finance and engineering often disagree because they are looking at different evidence. Finance sees cost variance. Engineering sees operational risk. A strong recommendation should bring both into the same view. The evidence package should include financial impact, technical context, utilization data, risk notes, and a recommended action. That turns debate into decision-making. Owners should approve actions, not dashboards. A dashboard can show that waste exists, but it rarely creates accountability. Recommendations should be assigned to the team that can evaluate and act on them. The owner does not have to accept every recommendation. The owner does need to respond, explain risk, approve, reject, or defer. That response becomes part of the financial record. Governance should be measured by outcomes. A FinOps program should not be measured by the number of findings generated. It should be measured by reviewed recommendations, approved actions, implemented changes, realized savings, and avoided future waste. That orientation keeps governance from becoming noise. Cost Defender puts recommendations in front of the right owners with the evidence they need, so governance creates results instead of friction. See how it works.